What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Two Hosts, One Word from Mouth Puddings Podcast. Ew. I'm one of your hosts, Adam Norman, alongside Lyle Oakentrial King. How's it going, Double L?
It's pretty good. Kind of tired?
Why are you so tired?
We've been moving apartments for the past week, and it is not fun.
Yes, so a little delayed on this episode. We skipped a week. About 2.5 weeks ago, we were on vacation. Mm-hmm. Then when we got back from vacation, we immediately started moving. So we've been doing this moving process for about a week and a half now.
Yeah.
But it's done. We're all moved in. The new place looks great.
We have an awesome new podcast area.
A podcast room.
Also a guest room.
But
podcast room first.
Yeah, we don't have any guests or friends. So it's a podcast room with a casting couch in case we want to, you know.
And a beer fridge.
So to get the casting people relaxed, get them comfortable for
the casting.
The castings. All right. So here on Two Hosts, One Word, each and every week we come to you with two hosts. Usually that's myself and Oakentrial over there. And then we come with a single word, one word, that we then base our topics on for the week.
Yeah.
So for this week, we have changed the word two or three times to accommodate different topics, but we just decided the word would be travel. Travel as in moving from one place to another rapidly through space and time.
Yes. Good definition.
All right.
Travel.
So for time travel, I forgot who went first last time, but you said you didn't want to go first, so I'm going to go. All right. So for travel, I'm going to go with, we're going to talk about time travel and which period in the history of anything from here backwards. We're not going forwards.
Oh.
If you could time travel, what decade would you want to time travel to?
Okay.
So the premise for this is we've both been reading / listening to the Stephen King book 11/22/63. Where it's also a Hulu series. It's actually pretty good. They're all like mini movies. They're like 90 minutes.
It reminds me of like Sherlock, where you sit down and you walk away feeling like you've had a whole movie, but then you get like five of them. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, so in that book, TV show, a guy basically travels back in time to try and stop the JFK assassination. He goes back. 1958, the assassination happens on 11/22/63. So it's...
Hence the name.
Yeah, yeah. So it's a really, really good book. If you have like Audible, it's like a solid 30 hours. So
worth the investment, I'd say.
Oh yeah, it's so good. Like if you're gonna buy a book on Audible, it's $15 a month. You're gonna want to get something.
It's cheaper for students too.
I'm no longer a student.
I am student for life.
Student for life. That's the way to do it.
Oh yeah. Don't be an adult. Don't grow up.
So let's just see. What decade? Do you want to go first or you want me to go first?
I'll let you go first. I want to think a little bit.
Okay, so I was thinking about this a lot.
Yes.
And I think I don't want to go back far enough to where there wasn't some sort of electricity.
Okay.
So I'm cutting it off around, I have no idea when electricity was around. So I'm just going to say, I'm not going to go back around World War One or Two, because then what if I get drafted, go to the war and die?
Yeah.
So I'm not going to go there. I'm thinking either, I've narrowed it down to either want to go to like the 1920s, the Roaring Twenties, or like the 1950s. So the 20s I think would be cool. But then again, you're about to hit the Depression.
I think it really depends on, do you get to pick like where you are in life? Like what type of person you are when you do this? Or are you just sent back and you're you?
What do you mean what type of person?
Like, okay, so would you go back to the Roaring Twenties and be able to like live in New York and, you know, be part of that society? Or are you going to go back in the Roaring Twenties and just be a immigrant who has no health care or food or something like that?
No, like let's just base it off how the book is. You would leave at this moment and you are yourself.
Okay. You have money?
I mean, you can get sporting games and bet on them. You don't have,
you can make money. You can prepare enough to make money.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm thinking, I think the 20s would be good, better, but again, that whole Depression era is coming up, World War II. So I think I'm going to go in the 50s.
I'm going to go 50s. Okay.
So here's why.
Yes.
The 50s, I think, were they were a good period right after World War II.
Mm-hmm.
Everything settled down. This is right as the Red Scare is happening with communism.
Yeah.
But it hasn't gone, like, full swing yet.
Yeah.
The cars...
Cool as shit.
That's basically like 90% of the reason.
For the
cars. I want to go back for the cars.
No, I totally get that. Hide a few in some really good places. That way when you go back to the future, you can make some bank.
Yeah, I think they'll be found.
You hide them in a really good place.
Like, I'm going to put some leaves around this car. no one will see it. Yeah, I don't think that's going to work. That's a good idea, but it's not going to work.
Get a storage bin. Pay it for like 50 years.
But
and then you go back. You made so much money.
Yeah, you know cars don't sell for like that much. You could just make more money by just betting on sports. Or you could just invest in $100 in Apple and you'll be like a millionaire.
That's a good idea.
That's another reason. If you go back far enough so these companies haven't started. But
you can start the company.
No, you don't want to start the company.
You want to invest.
You just want to invest so you can get on the ground floor.
Mickey D's? Wasn't that 50s?
I have no idea.
50s,
I thought? I have no idea. Apple was like 80s, so... 30 years later, and you maybe you want to go back to 80.
You might be dead by then.
Ooh, that just reminded me. Maybe I want to go.
No, don't take mine.
To the 60s. I want to be like the age I am now, like 25 in the 60s.
That'd be cool as shit.
Have you ever seen Dazed and Confused?
Yes, I have. We've watched it together.
Because that is the dream right there.
That would be pretty awesome. I feel like things were more relaxing. I guess everybody kind of looks back at time and like feels a little nostalgic, even though we don't have, it's not like we have stuff to feel nostalgic about then, but like
the
90s kind of
suck.
90s suck?
Yeah, the 90s suck.
I would definitely want to go back to the 70s.
I'm thinking like if you go back around like 63.
Yeah, that'd be a good time.
You live through Woodstock, all the good concerts you can go to.
That'd be amazing. See? That was my time, but you took it.
Well, we can just combine our answers.
You know what else I think would be cool, but I'd want to be able to choose what type of person I was in life.
You want to be like, a male.
Well, I'd want to be a male and I'd want to be rich as shit. England or France in the Renaissance, if you could choose
Black
to
Plague?
Be royalty.
Yeah, Black
no,
Plague.
Like royalty, be safe. You're rich. You can pay.
Didn't they kill all the monarchs?
It was just an idea. I thought that'd be cool. You know, you got knights and all that kind of stuff. That'd be pretty neat.
Yeah,
you'd be head people.
I don't think it's as like cool as you thought. Have you ever seen Game of Thrones?
That's
like exactly,
Adam, do you know
exactly
that's fictional?
How it was. Exactly. There were dragons.
I'm into that.
There were stone men. There were zombies. All that happened.
That sounds wrong, but
all right. So
I think that'd be kind of cool. But that would only be if I could pick who I wanted to be at that time. If I can't pick it, then I want to go full 60s, 70s.
See, yeah, I think that's the right answer. The 50s, I think, are good because you could live through the 60s, too.
Yeah.
If you go back in, like, 55.
That's true, but you're old then.
I mean...
You know, but at that point, if we go back to the 20s...
You're
dead. Well, if we go back to the 50s when we're in our 20s, by the time we get to 60s or 70s, we're old, and then you're going to be hating the rock music and all these young folks. And
I don't
bullshit.
Think you have to hate the rock music. I think
that was like a staple of parenthood back then, is that you hate young people and having fun.
Yeah, but I think that's drugs. You. I think that's just because like they were raised when there was no fun.
Yeah.
And now there's fun. All right, so we're getting off topic.
We are.
So why do you want to go back to the 60s?
Mainly
concerts.
Mainly the music.
Concerts and music. The cars.
The cars. The cheapness of traveling.
Yeah.
You know,
going to an airport and just showing your ticket and walking in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know, just get in your car and drive, and oh, I can go get a full meal for $5, like an amazing meal.
Oh, I think
meal.
It's cheaper than that.
Well, an amazing meal that would cost you like $50, you can get it for super cheap back then.
Do you know that for sure?
No, I am completely making stuff up, but I know stuff was cheaper.
Oh, definitely it was cheaper.
The style was awesome. The clothes.
The clothes, I'm not...
In the 60s and 70s, the bell bottoms and the fringe and everything.
No.
Into that.
Really?
I'm not into that,
I don't think. I don't really care about the style.
See,
I think
the issue with you is that you couldn't have long hair.
Well, no, because it curls up.
Yeah, you'd have a little fro.
I would have a fro.
Oh, that would fit in perfectly.
I'm not doing that.
Oh, no, yeah, I'm definitely going 60s, 70s. I think the music wins it over for me.
That's just the music.
Pretty much music for me.
I think another thing is there's less people on the roads. Because yeah. right now, like, we just have to deal with insane amounts of traffic. Yeah. You can just fucking just go on a road.
Yeah, that's drive, what I meant by travel. Out. You can just pick up and go. Plus, the fun part about time traveling, but you don't really have anything to hold you down. Exactly. It's not like you have to go to a job, you know?
Yeah. You already have all the money in the world.
Yeah. Just bet on shit. You know who's going to win the games. You got to prepare enough, though.
True. You gotta be ready with some ideas of what you're going to do. What are you going to do when you get there? What are you going to be your pseudo job? Know who to invest in. Exactly. But I mean, that's you could Google. You could literally figure everything out in one night.
Yeah, but you have to figure it all out before you go, because once you get there, they don't have fucking Google.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That would be crazy to get used to that kind, just that simple kind of stuff. Like, oh, how do I get here? Let me read a roadmap. I can't do that. Like, I
really,
don't.
You know the lines on the roadmap of the roads.
I can't
and you just.
But the thing is, like, I can't do that. What if there's a detour? Well, I'm gonna sit there for 15 minutes trying to figure out how to get somewhere.
I'm sure people did that though.
I know, but that's the thing. Like, I wouldn't be used to doing that, or like having a question and being like, oh, what's his phone number? I don't know. I don't remember. I barely remember. I don't know your phone number.
That's good. That's good. But yeah, I mean, no cell phone. I think it'd take a little bit to get used to, but I think it'd be like.
I think it would definitely change the type of person that you are.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty cool.
I think that's a good thing though. I think it'd be awesome just for if everyone could not use their phone for like a month, like a temporary time. Like, how different do you think people would act?
I think people would act differently. I think that they'd be more present. And I think you would also stop worrying about people who aren't around you. Because that's a big thing that I find with moving to Connecticut recently and being on our phones, is I'm constantly thinking about my friends back home and people that aren't really in my life anymore.
Yeah.
And then I kind of forget to focus on what's around here.
Right.
So I think people would be more present. I think that they would stop caring about themselves as much.
If you go back to the 60s, are you going to go see your parents?
I would go see, well, I guess I'd only get to go see,
You don't know when your parents are born, so you can't answer it. You don't know when any of your parents are born.
I don't know my parents' birthdays. Sorry, Mom and Dad. I never remember what year you were born.
All right, if we went back
I would go and see my mom.
If we went back to 63, are they alive?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
No. I know my mom is. I know my mom is, but she's a baby. I would go see my mom. I don't know if I go see my dad, because apparently we look exactly like as kids, and I feel like that'd be a little weird to see.
Is it?
I don't know. I think I'd go see both of them. They lived in completely different parts of the world, though, so that'd be a little strange.
You don't have anything holding you back. You can do whatever you want.
Would you go see your parents?
They wouldn't be born for 4 years. They were both born in 67, so...
But would you go see them when they... I mean, you're going to hang out there for a few years.
Yeah, maybe... I don't really want to go see them when they're born. Like,
yeah, I don't like babies. I don't want to see my parents.
Maybe when they're
a little bit
older.
Yeah, so like, let's say you go back and when they're like teenagers.
When like young teen, old teen.
We're gonna go like 17.
I'd probably watch from a distance.
I don't know if I'd want to interact with them. Are we thinking like issues with time travel kind of route? Like,
I mean, you're not gonna bang your parents.
I'm not gonna bang my parents, but would meeting them like throw them off course and then I'm never born?
No, you just don't tell them who you are.
But what if like somehow I share something with them that completely changes their outlook on life, and then they decide to never go someplace
and never
meet each
other.
I wouldn't talk to them then.
I just kind of see.
I'd be like, they look cool.
But then I'd be like, I don't want to get to know them too bad, because I feel like it's just going to ruin my image of them.
Is there anyone that you would want to meet back around that time period? Like, number one person to meet?
No one.
No? Buy a lot of cars and meet random people?
Yeah. I don't mean, who do you want to meet back then?
I don't know. My main thought is just musicians.
You can't just go up there and meet them, like...
I would. I'd get a shit ton of money and be rich enough I can do whatever I want.
I don't really... The whole, like, meeting musicians thing, I think that's kind of, like, overblown.
Really?
Yeah, like, is it really that cool?
There aren't musicians out there that you'd love to meet.
I'm not going to pay to meet them.
No, I'm not, I'm just going to be rich enough that they want to meet me.
No, I think you would still have to pay.
Probably. All right.
So, we got time travel, by the way. We're both going back to the 60s. Lyle's parents may or may not be alive. She has no idea when they were born.
I don't know when they were born. Sorry again, Mom and Dad.
All right, so moving on to topic two, travel. What you got?
Plane crashes.
Planes, trains, and automobiles.
Oh, yeah. Particularly, Amelia Earhart.
How do you spell Earhart?
Ear Heart.
I spelled it on my paper.
I know.
A-I-R-H-E-A-R-T. How close is that?
Pretty far away. It's E-A-R-H-A-R-T.
So you're just saying it wrong. It's Earhart, and you just said Earhart. You're wrong. History is wrong. I'm right. I spelled it right.
All
right.
Suck Amelia it. Earhart.
Thank you.
Okay? So first, I want to give you some stats.
Hold on. Before you get these stats.
Gotta All crack right. a cold one. All right. So, what do you think are the odds of dying in a plane crash?
Like, out of every 100 or, like, percentage? What are you looking for here?
One in whatever number.
That you'll die.
That you will die in the plane crash. Not just that you'll get in it, but you're going to die in it.
That's... So, I went to crack the beer with this screwdriver that has a removable head, and, like, the head is stuck in the beer can. All right. There you go. So, this is the thing. People always are just like, planes are the safest way to travel. But if you're on the one, like, thing that crashes, I think the percent chances of you dying in a plane crash are much higher than a car crash.
Oh, I got stats on that. Don't you worry.
Okay, so.
Okay, so we're going to go first. No, odds of dying in a plane crash.
Odds of dying, one in 250,000.
No.
Wait, is that, wait. Is that per person or per flight?
Per person, odds of dying in a plane crash. Would die in a plane crash, kind of idea.
I'm going to say 1 in 2 million then.
1 in 29 million.
1 in 29?
Yeah.
29.
29 million. Isn't
one
that crazy?
1 in 29 people die.
1 in 29 million people die. I thought that was like really good odds, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, what do you think of, just to compare, what do you think of the odds of dying in a car crash?
Probably 1 in 100,000.
1 in 5,000.
5,000?
Yeah, right?
So 1 in 5,000 people will die in a car crash.
According to the stats I found on Google, yes. It was a .org website. I do not remember what it was. Sorry. Okay, so let's say that you have a plane. It is going to crash, and at least one person is going to die.
Yeah.
Okay? What do you think are the survival rates of passengers on a fatal crash?
On a fatal crash, 2%.
24%.
Really?
Relatively high.
See, I think you're taking into recent accounts, like the Sully thing, was that a crash?
No, okay, so at least one person has to die in the crash for it to be considered a fatal crash.
Oh, 24%,
24%
huh?
of people will live in a fatal crash.
Okay.
Not bad. Not good, because somebody's dying.
Yeah.
But whatever. Okay, what do you think is the most likely cause of these fatal airplane crashes?
Pilot error.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In 50% of crashes.
You know, I heard from my friend that's a pilot that they just fly themselves. The pilot doesn't have to do anything.
Shout out to Burns. Yeah. Never fly my plane.
We always, we were talking about it, just sidebar, on our vacation room. Like, what if we, like, the pilot announces everything? It's just like, hey guys, I'm Zach Burns. I'm going to be your pilot today. It's going to be awesome.
Get me off this plane.
I think I would go up there and be like, I really need to see the pilot. Tell him who I am. And I'd be like, I'm not fucking flying with you.
Hi, Burns. I love you. Get me another flight.
All right, so are we doing more stats?
Those are all the stats I have. On to Amelia Earhart, or Earhart.
Earhart.
As Adam likes to call her. So, do you know any of her history at all? Because I did not.
She was white, female, born in the U.S.
Yes.
Flew planes.
Yes. Did you know that she was a feminist from a really young age? One of the first.
What year
not
was
one of the
what,
first.
What year was she born?
I don't really know. I would guess like 1910, maybe earlier than that, maybe like 1890s.
You have no idea.
Well, because she started flying in like 1920s, so I would guess that. She was probably about 20 or
sure.
so.
Sure, so she was probably born late 1800s.
Yeah, all yeah. Right. But she was raised as a really strong, independent woman. Her mom let her wear pants when she was a kid, which about around that time.
I don't even let you wear pants nowadays, so.
I know. I got to wear a dress and stick those pants on under. It's crazy.
You wear pants under the dress?
Adam,
motherfucker.
I'm a feminist. No, but she was a very big feminist from a really young age. She also was very popular in the media because she was this famous woman pilot. She actually had her own luggage line and clothing line, and she was an editor at Cosmo. She wrote a bunch of books too.
Okay.
So what actually happened with her life was that she can't do that.
What?
Okay.
Tell me about her life.
Okay. So she became this pilot, and kind of got famous, but really got famous for not doing that much from the beginning. She actually attempted to fly solo across the Atlantic in 1928, but she even says herself that she didn't even do any of the flying. They just stuck her in a plane and had this guy, William Stultz, be the pilot and just logged her as the main pilot. And that was her first world record.
So she was after your boy, Charles Lindbergh.
Yes.
The Lindenberg.
Yes. She actually had a nickname. I don't remember what it was. It was something about Lindbergh, too, because they basically called her the female version of
Clintonberg
him.
From Hillary Clinton.
Hillary Clinton was alive back then. Yeah. Time traveler.
She's crazy. A time traveler.
But Earhart is actually quoted as saying, Stultz did all the flying. I was just baggage like a sack of potatoes. Maybe someday I'll try to get alone. And she actually did try it alone again in 1932, and then she actually was the only woman in the plane flying.
Only woman?
She was the only one in the plane flying it.
Only one in the plane, not only woman in the plane.
Yes, before it was technically the first woman to fly across the Atlantic solo, because she was the first solo woman, but there's a man there doing all the work. So, she didn't like that. She went back and actually redid it later. She has a ton of other records that are still held, too. First woman to fly solo across North America, highest flying female, all kinds of stuff. But so do you know about her disappearance?
Flew around the world, crashed, dead.
Still dead. Do you think she's dead?
Still dead today.
You think she's dead?
She was born in like 1890. She's
okay,
well,
do you think she died in the crash?
I think she's dead.
So just a very brief background about this fly. She was trying to fly around the world in 1937. She was flying with a navigator. And so she basically started off trying to fly to Hawaii and around that way, like from New York to Hawaii around.
Yeah.
But had issues with her plane that she had basically engineered herself with people from Purdue.
Purdue's a really good engineering school.
Yeah, well, she actually worked for Purdue. She was a professor there.
Professor of what?
Engineering.
Aviation or something?
Aeronautical engineer. And she was also a counselor to females to try to get them to pursue engineering and flight at Purdue. And so they funded the flight. And they built the plane to her specifications and others who obviously helped. So she flew to Hawaii. The plane fucked up. So then she started over by going the other way. She went from New York down to Florida and was going to go around that way.
Why would she go from New York to Florida? That's
New
not
York,
going to...
I don't know. New York to Florida. I think she was then going... to go around to like South America, Africa, India, around that way.
Was she going to make intermediate stops or this?
Yeah, no, she was making stops. There's no way a plane back then could go nonstop.
I don't think a plane can do that nowadays.
I don't think they could either. Not unless you're getting like mid-air fuel.
It's probably like it would have to be like a very special plane.
Yeah, it's not like a passenger plane or something like that. But yeah, so she was going to go Miami, South America, Africa, India. And then where it all fucked up, she was... arrived in New Guinea and was flying to Howland Island, which is just a small island in the Pacific near Japan. Okay. And so her last transmission was right around Howland Island, indicating that they were about 5 miles away from the island.
Yeah.
And then they never heard anything else. Plane disappeared. They searched for what then cost the U.S. Navy $4 million. To search for her plane. Mm-hmm. Didn't happen. Her husband then financed more searches, but she was declared legally dead in 1939.
So she was 5 miles from an island, which takes a plane like 30 seconds.
Yeah. She disappeared within those 5 miles. Apparently the navigation equipment was fucking up a little bit back and forth. And they think that possibly the way that her navigator was working the equipment might not have been fully correct. So they say she reported being 5 miles out, but she could have been as much as like 15 or 20.
So that's still when the aliens came in.
So that's what I want to talk about. Some of the crazy theories to all of this. Okay. So obviously crashed and drowned. Number one, probably what happened.
Probably.
Right. I think we can both agree that that's what happened. But 2002 to 2006, private people spent $4.5 million searching all around Howland Island and found nothing.
Why would they spend that money?
Because people are crazy and they have money out the ass.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so another similar theory is that she crashed on an island and just died as a castaway. But people say that she was eaten by sand crabs. Apparently that's a theory for why
sand
they never would have found
a
body.
Cannibals was a theory. She got eaten
by cannibals. Cannibals is a theory too. But apparently there aren't a lot of cannibals in the Pacific. I don't really know anything about cannibals.
Where are all the cannibals at these days?
Oh, I don't know.
This should be a new topic. Where are all the cannibals at?
Later topic.
Next week.
I
next
like
week.
This. But, yeah, some say she was eaten by animals, and that's why they never found a body.
They would still find a plane. Did the sand crabs eat the plane?
Hmm. You just disproved that theory, sir. All right, next one. This is one of my favorites. She survived, was imprisoned in Tokyo until 1945.
World War II.
Yeah. Made it back to the U.S., moved to New Jersey, and changed her name to Irene Bolam to work as a banker, and then died in 1982. And this was published by a book back in the 1980s before Irene died. And the real Irene Bolam came forward and sued the publishing company. It was like, I'm not fucking Amelia Earhart. Stop telling people I am because they won't leave me alone. And, like, prove that she wasn't Amelia Earhart. Yeah. That was my favorite one. I love that. Another one was that she faked her death to escape her fame and marry the navigator, which is, like, a lot of effort to go to fake
death.
You don't
have
death.
To fly around the world.
Like,
you could
just
leave.
Disappear.
Yeah.
obviously, abducted by aliens and locked in a cryostasis chamber, and she's going to come back in the future.
That's the one I like.
That
aliens.
Was actually put forward by Star Trek in 1995 in one of their episodes. Isn't that funny?
So they were literally just fucking around with this episode, and people were just like, that makes
yeah,
sense.
Yeah, that totally. They thought it was a documentary, and it was a Star
Wait,
Trek
what
episode.
Wait, what was she in? Oh, she was the Ninth Museum 2.
Oh, yeah,
she's
she was
actually
in that.
A wax model that comes
oh,
to life at night.
They imprisoned her.
Exactly.
And, nice.
Black
and
magic.
So the newest, probably not newest, but the theory that has the most backing as of now, is that she crashed near Marshall Island, which is about 1,000 miles away from Howland Island, her target. And she was ended up captured by the Japanese.
The Japanese.
The Japanese.
Good sushi over there.
Oh, yeah. So this is supported recently. I don't know if it's a newly found photo or just a newly surfaced photo. In the Marshall Islands that apparently shows Earhart and her navigator alive near a Japanese ship that is towing the wreckage of the plane in the background.
Have you seen this photo?
It's interesting. It's just a woman sitting on the edge of a dock with her back towards you.
Yeah, so you have no idea.
You don't really know. The guy is what they're basing it off of. There's a few people on the dock, and mm-hmm. then one of them is a man kind of in, like, I think, like, safari clothes, like a white shirt and pants.
Yeah.
And he looks vaguely like Noonan, who was her navigator.
Yeah, okay.
I know. It's pretty much of a stretch. But also, residents of the Marshall Islands have claimed that they witnessed aviators there since she crashed. This has been a constant claim that she crashed there by them. And they also issued stamps commemorating the 50th anniversary of her flight, quote, crashing at the coral reef around the Marshall Islands and the recovery of her plane by the Japanese. They have stamps commemorating this.
Yeah, I think that's just a really good way to, like, sell stuff.
Oh, I think so, too. But it's just kind of interesting. Some people say that she died in captivity. Some people say that she came back and moved to New Jersey and changed her name. But it was a pretty interesting idea that maybe she didn't just die in a crash. Maybe more happened to her than we know.
But most likely she died in a
plane crash. Most likely
she
died in a crash and we will never know. It is a really cool mystery, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
so,
that is
Amelia Earhart.
Amelia Earhart.
Yes.
And traveling by plane. And dying. Still dead today.
Still dead today. She has not come back to life. Yet.
Yet.
As a wax figure or an alien.
It's possible. You never know.
One day.
All right, everyone. Well, that is another successful episode of Two Hosts, One Word. Don't forget to hit us up on Twitter at MouthPudding.
Mm-hmm.
And coming this Thursday, we had a special interview with Eddie Tyler Burnett at Eddie Tyler's Life on Twitter and Instagram, where we talked to him about his modeling experience and his upcoming trip to China. Mm-hmm. So be sure to keep an eye out for that. It's really good and super interesting. I learned a lot about modeling that I didn't know from all my time watching Zoolander. All right, till next time. Peace out.
Bye.